You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, and I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com. Three people are hospitalized after a motel in Wexford County exploded Wednesday morning. It happened at the Green Mill Motel in Manton. Deputies say once they were on scene, the motel was already engulfed in flames. Three people with severe burns were taken to Cadillac Munson Hospital, where they were flown later to Grand Rapids for further treatment. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. State lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that helps with distracted driving laws. Tim Burke has more.
Lawmakers in Lansing are considering a bill aimed at cutting back on distracted drivers. The proposal would ban people from using a phone and driving. It's currently illegal to text and drive, but state police say 42 people linked to distracted driving were killed in 2016. They note that number is probably underreported. The new bill would add penalties for making calls, checking email, using Twitter or Facebook, or browsing the web. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
The state's unemployment rate fell in April to 4.7%. A report from the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget shows about 18,000 more people were working last month compared to March. Governor Snyder says the numbers are encouraging, but as we continue into the future, we, quote, must keep our foot on the gas. Michigan's rate is slightly higher than the national average of 4.4%. The wait is over for Big Rapids residents to get their hands on the famous Butterburger or fresh frozen custard, as the new Culver's restaurant will be opening up on Monday, May 22nd at 10:30 a.m. The restaurant will be located on Waldron Way, just off of Perry Avenue in Big Rapids Township. For more information and hours of operation, log on to culvers.com. A famous con man who had the movie Catch Me If You Can made about him is giving Michigan residents advice on scam artists. Tim Burke has a story.
Frank Abagnale spent his youth conning doctors, lawyers, and even a major airline, and later spent 40 years using his experience to help the FBI track down scammers. Last night, he spoke to a Michigan audience about how to avoid falling victim. He says scams haven't changed much over the years, but technology has made it easier for scammers to get away with it, often from the other side of the world.
They're sitting in their pajamas in a kitchen on a laptop or with a telephone. So even when we know who's doing it, we don't have the legal ability to go over and arrest that person, no less convict them, charge them, and send them to jail.
While it goes against most people's trusting nature, Abagnale says it pays to be a little skeptical, to question the motives and verify the identity of anyone who calls or emails asking for money. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.